Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Chodesh El, for Yomim Noraim, for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and of course for Shabbos Parshas Shoftim, how appropriate, Shoftim means judges. What a way to start the month of El. As you know, I just returned from Eretz Yisrael. It's a bit on my mind. I also know that many of you are learning Masechtas Ksubis with the Daf Yomi. So let me share with you a thought regarding Masechtas Ksubis. I had seen that the Chassam Sofer asked his Rebbe, the Hafla, the following question when the yeshiva learned Ksubis. He said to him, there's a perek, I believe it's the fifth perek, perek Afalpi. He said, how could Chazal start a perek with the word Af? Chazal say elsewhere that Shloisha Pasul Ba'af. There are three times that we find somebody started with the word Af, and each of them, Yardu L'Timoin, they all ended up disastrous. One was the Nachash, who said to Chava, Af, Ki Omar Hashem, even though Hashem said, etc. Still. And the other one was Kairach, who said also Af. He said, Ki Chalayda Kulam Kadesh. And the third was Haman, Af, and Esther didn't invite anybody except for me, Af. He stops sukkim with Af, and it ends with Af, it ends with anger. Shoshe Pasuah, so Frektik, the young Chassam Sefer, this Rebbe, the Baal HaFloah, why is there a parking service that begins with Af? The HaFloah answered him that Ksubis is, of course, a besechta that talks about a man's obligation to his wife. The Rebbeinu Shel Kaviyachol looks at Klal Yisrael, Kim says, Chasan al Kala. He looks at Klal Yisrael like his Kala. Mesechta's Ksubis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ksuba to Klal Yisrael. There are 13 prokim in Ksubis. They represent the 13 midos, Hashem, Hashem, Kerachem, Vechanon, which is the mainstay of our request for Rachamim during the Yom Noraim, during Slichis and then at Ne'ilah. Those Yud Gimel Midas are represented by the 13 Parakim of Masechtas Ksubis. And since one of the Midas is Erech Apayim, there's a Parakenegdai Afalpi. So it's talking not about anger, but about Erech Apayim, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu delaying Kaviyochel his anger. And therefore, there's a perek that begins with Af. Adkan divrei ha-haflo. So first of all, you should know, you're learning Ksubis, the Rabbeinu Shalom's contract with Klal Yisrael. That's what it is. But more, with this, I came to understand, Mefarshim wonder, the sugyas and shas about Eretz Yisrael are sugyas that are in... sugyas that are in the Masechtas Ksubis, in the last parak of Masechtas Ksubis. That's where they're found. Now, they're found in the last parak of Masechtas Ksubis. What's it doing in Ksubis? Why does Yishuv Eretz Yisrael have to do Ksubis? Now I understand it works its way in because there is a halacha regarding Ksubis, which is mentioned there. I understand that. But that's not the point. The point is, What is it doing in Ksubis? But according to this, it's very geschmack. First of all, Ksubis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to Klal Yisrael. Of course, the chosn has to have a place for his kala to come. But more, the last midah of the 30 midahs is Vinake. And V'chiper ad Masei Amay, Eretz Yisrael brings kapara. That's why we bury people there, V'chiper ad Masei Amay. But don't think it's only burying people there, it's also living people who have kapara then. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael is part of the Ksuba, and it represents Vinake, the ability to go to Eretz Yisrael is an opportunity to be cleansed. I must tell you, my stay in Eretz Yisrael is extraordinary. I'm inspired. Yesterday, I received an email from a young man who I met in our Sameach. He himself just met Yiddishkeit there. A fellow who's got two Jewish last names and a not known to be Jewish first name. His name is Reino, that's his first name. Greenwald Cohen. Very Jewish last names, which means he's got the Yichus, he comes from Klal Yisrael. And Reino, his whole life he's Reino. I said, what kind of name is Reino? He says, this is a German name. His family comes from Germany. Incredible thing. And this person, he sent me a picture of the two of us in an email there in Osamea. It's just absolutely incredible. Vinake, Eretz Yisrael, has the ability to cleanse people. People come there and they connect. It's a shame that some of us are so busy with other things in Eretz Yisrael that we don't connect. Got to connect. You got to look to connect. Take it for Reino. You're going to see. You see his picture. He's dressed the way he's dressed, the way he came to Eretz Yisrael. A white kippah, a red shirt. Next summer, I'll send you a picture of him dressed like a Ben Torah. More important than dressed like a Ben Torah, but knowing like a Ben Torah. Wonderful. Vinake. Reino taught me that Eretz Yisrael is Vinake. You could look at him, you see it. Bein Azmanim, looking to learn, looking to steig. Let's move on to a thought connected to the parasha. Of course, the parasha begins, Shaitrim, Shaitrim, Titim, L'chal, B'chol, Sha'arecha. Put judges and officers in your Sha'arim, in your gates. And L'chal is extra. It should say, Shaitrim, Titim, L'chal, Sha'arecha. Titim, L'chal, B'chol, Sha'arecha, L'chal is extra. So Ramesha brings in the Darash Maisha from the Bani Machshava that you should also put onto yourself. Your person has to judge himself. He has to look at what he does, analyze what he does, and see what he does, and make sure that what he does is done properly. It's not just the shaytim. You have to have shaytrim too. What's a shayter? A shayter is a policeman. What is a shaytrim that you have to put on yourself? You have to be mekabel things on yourself. As the Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Ches, the purpose of nedarim, of a neder, is nishpati va'akayem o lishma mishpatei tzekecha. To mekabel things on yourself, and that way, to be able to become close to the Bairi Haylam. So, after Moshe, that shayftim is shaytrim titem lecha. The usual tide, shayftim, you got to judge yourself, you got to look at your ruchnias of yourself. But more than that, v'shaytrim titem lecha v'chol sharecha. I'll tell you an interesting machlaikas. We're afraid to make Kabbalah's Balosh and Neder. We're afraid of Nedarim, even though the Gemara says you could make Nedarim for that purpose. What happens if you make a Neder? You say, B'li Neder, I'm a Kabbalah myself. From now till Yom Kippur, not to look at any news on the internet. Nothing. It's a big batalah. You all know it's a big batalah. You all know it's not 1 minute, it's many minutes of batalah. So I make a, you're afraid to make such a Kabbalah. You say, B'li Neder. B'li Neder. What happens? Now, is it a Kabbalah? So there's a letter in the Kovetz Chuvis from Rabbi Yashiv to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Apparently, they disagreed on this. Rav Chaim held it has a din Kabbalah. Rabbi Yashiv says, I don't understand. What kind of Kabbalah is that? That's a Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah, b'li neder. It's a Kabbalah, but you're not going to keep it. Rav Chaim holds afal pi kein and has a din of a Kabbalah because a person is really committing to keeping it. In the Chidusha of Ruvain and Nedarim at the end of, I believe it's Simon Aleph, he's titled this question in the Machlaikis Rishayin. Eishayiyah, we're afraid to make Nedarim, but I believe Neder. That we could do. We're going to try. We're going to try to do it. And as we approach the Yamim Neiram, Elul is on the horizon. What's a Kabbalah? A Kabbalah is between you and yourself. Between you and yourself. You have to know. We grow up, this main Adam Lachavere, main Adam Lamakim, this main Adam La'atzmei too. Person being honest with himself. It's a uniquely Erlecha Yid Mida. To be honest with yourself, Shaiftin Titein Lecha. I remember I was in Camp Winoki during the COVID summer of 2020. The Mesirus Nefesh of Camp Winoki was incredible. Camp Agudin, Winoki, 11 married families with 470 people trying to running a camp with a tremendous ruach and an extraordinary siyata d'shmai. There were goyim there who had never seen from a yidden before. Never. They were the people there in the camp. One day, it was Shiva Sabatamas, And I was riding the cruiser. The cruiser was a ferry boat that took us across. Half the camp was on an island, half on a mainland. And the driver of the cruiser, who's one of these non-Jews who had never seen from Jews, he says to me, "I hear the boys are fasting today. They're not eating until nightfall." I said, "Yes." So he looks at me, he says, "You really believe that? You really think in private they're not going in and eating something? You don't think they close the door to the bathroom and they take a drink in the bathroom? You really think they're fasting all day?" Tim was incredulous. It was impossible. Why would they do it? Why would they do it? Why wouldn't they? It's funny. And then there are boys asking me in the afternoon, "Should I break my fast? Shouldn't I have a headache?" Go explain to him that we don't take drinks in the bathroom anyway. He won't even understand why. That's been another Malatzmai. Klal Yisrael, we're honest with ourselves. It's a relationship to the Bayri Olam, where we control our own midas, our own anhagas, to become better people. And that's with which we need to approach the upcoming days, as a Hashem. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you and I Hatzlacha. Don't wait to Ne'ilah. Now, we're in the beginning of El. Take a Kabbalah. Bli Neder. Take a Kabbalah. Restrict some of your pleasures. Restrict some of the things that you do. Be Mekabel. A Mishnah a day. At least a Mishnah a day. Tell yourself, Yuma. So there's Yuma. It'd be wonderful to learn for Yom Kippur. Oh, you're not going to do it. Well, at least a Mishnah a day. Once you start a Mishnah, you do a few Mishnahs. Come Shabbos, you do a few more. On Yom Kippur, you'll be finishing it. You should have a lot of Hatzlacha. Yemitza Hashem. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant you all the wisdom, the strength, to be able to approach Yom Kippur B'derech Aliyah, as Reino certainly is doing. A good Shabbos to one and all.